There are so many things in life that you have little or no control over, but one thing that you can completely influence is your own attitude. How do you feel about the people around you, your relationships? What about your business or career? And how about your mental and physical health? Do you blame everyone and everything around you? Do you curse all that you have? Or have you made the decision to take personal responsibility? Do you say that the problem is a lack of resources, that maybe you don't have the right people or enough money or whatever other problem that you can find? Or do you decide that you just have to be more resourceful? You have to find a way to make it work no matter what you're given. And you see, your disposition here, your attitude will so largely determine your outcome and the result that it's almost scary how little of a difference it makes to have an advantage. A physical advantage in sports, of course, can play a pretty big role. And, you know, an advantage as far as your IQ level goes or intelligence when it comes to academia, great. But in life as a whole, being happy, being fulfilled, there's very little to be gained from these small edges and a little bit of extra giftedness. So instead, what we look to is your habits, your routines. What you do over and over and over again will actually determine who you become as a person. Not what you were given, not your natural talent, but what you develop, what you focus on, what you harness, and what you hone. Because natural gifted ability means almost nothing when it's stretched over a long enough period of time. If there's no polish, if there's no work ethic, then it won't hold any significant advantage for very long. You see, I want you to make a change where you say, I'm going to work harder on myself and my own personal development than I do at any pursuit, goal, or achievement that I'm trying to make happen. Because if we develop ourselves, if we become better people as a baseline, then every challenge, every goal, every relationship becomes so much more easy. Because when we work on ourselves and raise our own baselines, all of a sudden, every relationship, every goal, everything that you want really becomes much more effortless. You're not this needy, desperate version of you who's trying so hard to reach up to the thing that you want or the person that you care about. Instead, it becomes a matter of attracting what you want towards you. And what you'll find is it's so much less effort to pull what you want into your life than it is to chase after it and hunt it down. Whenever you have to proactively try to convince somebody to like you, or whenever you have to work really hard to pursue a new customer or a client or the job that you want, it's draining and it's difficult and you become tired. And of course, you could say, well, just have a better attitude there, right? But what you're actually doing is you're tricking yourself into making life more difficult than it needs to be. If you worked on your attitude, what actually would happen is you would understand that, hey, I can become a better version of myself. I can attract what I want into my life and make it want me instead of me chasing, chasing, chasing. And this revelation, this epiphany, this shift in your state of mind will drive such significant behavioral change that what you'll find is everything you touch will turn into gold. And this is because of the stark contrast between trying to chase after what you want to try to acquire it versus attracting it towards you. It's the difference between saying, I'm going to become truly worthy of what I desire. I want it to come to me versus I'm going to chase after it and get it at all costs and I don't care who I step on along the way. Ask yourself, what type of person do I really want to be? What kind of example do I want to set for the people around me, the people that I care about? And how do I want to influence those who listen? Are you seeing every single day that you have on this planet as a burden, something that you have to try to get through? Or is it a gift, an opportunity for you to do something incredible, for you to have a positive impact on other people's lives? for you to live up to your potential, to really strive to become your best? Or is it just for you to work hard and hustle? Because this mentality is toxic, and what it does is drive you into a situation where you're overworked, you're tired, and eventually you will slip into being lethargic and wanting to give up. To create sustainable progress and to consistently see growth towards what you want, it's important to lay a solid foundation, and with the right attitude where you really prioritize taking care of yourself first and really working on your own mental shift so that you are seeing everything clearly, it will make your life that much better. The quality of your day-to-day experience will drastically increase. And by the way, if you want to step this up to a whole nother level, then I want you to reach out to me by going to eraphael.com. Over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me directly. We'll talk, see if we're a good fit to work together. And if we are, then I will coach you every single week, hold you accountable throughout the week, and really help you become your best self. Again, if you want to take advantage of that opportunity, book a call with me by clicking the link in the description. It's eraphael.com, and I'll talk to you soon. Now, finally, I just want you to remember that if you ever say something along the lines of, it was that person's fault, or it's because this happened, or hey, these circumstances got in the way, then you have slipped out of having a strong attitude, the right attitude. If you want more from life, hold yourself to a higher standard. Hold yourself to a level where you don't let your thoughts slip into the gutter, and you don't blame everything and everyone around you, even if it's really the cause. And you know that, yes, maybe that was the real reason that drove you to make a mistake or to do something that you didn't want to do. However, you also know that if you take responsibility, if you decide to work on you, and if you continue to find ways to improve, then you'll have everything that you want. And it won't even be that difficult. All because you were willing to accept the responsibility, have the right attitude, go after what you wanted, sure, but do it in a way where you're in alignment instead of fighting yourself. And instead of not being your best self, you are stepping up. When you do this, it feels like the wind is blowing behind your sails, helping you get to your destination instead of you having to struggle, fight, and manually row your way to where you want to go.